Rock 107 WIRX. Bah, 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 bah. Everything that rocks. Bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah, bah, bah. Star Wars.
Trying to get Kiki to come barreling downstairs to yell at me to shut the F up. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's Brock. It's Hunter. How are you?
Yeah, I was going to say, you murdered yet?
No, obviously not. Not yet. Surprisingly, Kiki has been very understanding and very very welcoming to the idea of me being home. But see, we'll see. It's only been a day.
That's right. That was the first day. It's the same thing with my wife. She's like, oh, this is great.
This is fantastic. You're so cute there on the radio.
Then the fourth day. I was literally up in the torture's rack on her shoulders, just ready to tap.
I'm gonna murder you. You're dead.
I think our wives are gonna correlate. They're gonna get together and figure out a way that they can do it.
Murder secrets.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be like Horrible Bosses. My wife's gonna off you. Your wife's gonna off me, and then nobody's gonna know because they were in different locations.
Sneaky. Those sneaky bitches. Mm-hmm. Well, before we think too much about being murdered, let's talk about the weather, and then we'll get to your morning dump. That'll take our mind off of the impending doom. Today, partly sunny, breezy.
Faux cheesy.
Yes. We do have a chance for some rain, maybe some snow near the north of Toll Road afternoon. I don't see it. It's not going to stick. It's fine. Of course, Minnesota got like 3 inches the other day.
Yeah, I
do not want that. We got a high of 43 tonight, low of 28. Tomorrow, another chance for rain and snow, high of 40. Then it looks like it's starting to warm up, and we could see a high of 60 by Sunday.
Nice.
Okay, all right. So maybe a little bit is not going to stick. Okay, that's fine. Just don't stick. All right. That's enough for your weather.
Probably going to be like a lot like it was yesterday.
I know, and that sucks. I guess I could stay indoors one more day. I don't need to go out and mow the lawn just quite yet. All right, let's get to it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, the coronavirus is affecting all of us, including rodents. It seems rat and mice are fighting for survival as many of them have suddenly lost their food supply. With less garbage and discarded food to pick through in the street, scientists say rats and mice have been engaging in deadly fights over scraps of food, and many have started resorting to cannibalism. So be on the lookout for these critters. You might start to see them on the streets looking for food.
It's funny you bring that up. Last night, there's two of them in my house. I can hear them in the ceiling.
Two mice?
Yeah.
Or maybe rats, big old rats.
I hope they're not rats, but I don't know. What you usually call what? What do they call them?
Exterminators?
An exterminator, I guess?
Yeah. If you're a puss, it's a little rat.
Yeah, well, how am I supposed to get into my ceiling to get rid of these things?
You just crawl up there. You got a crawl space up there?
No. They're in between. They're in between like the basement and the first floor, I should say.
Here's what you do. You got to set some traps, okay? Or light one of those big fireworks you have and just drop it down one of the vents. You'll be fine. You'll figure it out.
What if I just burn the entire place down?
You can do that, too. That's always an option. It's always an option. Let me know, though, if you're going to do that, because I want to.
I mean, are they really that bad? What are they doing? They chewing holes in the wall? They make those little...
Yeah, they'll chew on your wiring and, just dookie in the walls and all that stuff. And they're dirty, filthy animals. Rats are disgusting. Yeah. Rats are just... They're dirty, filthy little... That's how the Black Plague started. It was rats, man.
Huh.
All that and the filthy conditions that they were living in back then, that didn't help. But yeah.
So you're saying I should kill Master Splinter up in my ceiling?
Yeah, you should. All right? That's the only problem with the Ninja Turtles is that they made rats seem cool. And rats aren't cool, man. Unless they can talk and teach you karate, you don't want that rat around. So if you ever see a rat in your house, if you ever see a rat, there's a test for that. Just if you see a rat go, and if he responds back, and gets in the crouching tiger position,
right.
He is a kung fu rat, and you should keep him around.
You know, Brock, I do have nunchucks on my doorknob, so maybe I'll go grab those and take them up to the attic and see if he'll teach me a few things.
Just put the nunchucks out, and if you come back and he's just going to...
Leave
Leonardo.
You are the chosen one.
Why was he always so raspy? It was like your voice kind of, hey. It was real like band sound.
I was waiting for you, Hunter, to teach you the way of the samurai. It's like, what? You're a rat, man. What are you talking about?
And that's when Shredder took my...
I didn't even know what the quote is from the movie.
Perfect. So, yeah, watch out for Kung Fu rats. Okay. Lastly, a business that is booming, surprisingly, is the fertility business. It seems guys are worried about how coronavirus might affect their ability to have kids later on. So they're buying home kits and depositing their little fellas into cryo chambers just in case. Have you thought about freezing your little fellas?
Oh, yeah, they're all frozen, man. No, I haven't frozen anything.
See, the guys are good, you know, I guess, unless, is there reports?
I take that back. I got a tumbler full of it in the freezer right now.
Whoa, don't use that. Don't use that container. Don't use that container. That's not glaze for a muffin.
Yeah. That's not lemon ice.
Oh, God. Why did you have to ruin it? You had to ruin it, Hunter. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.